System Link Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the System Link Podcast featuring Spitfire 6177, Dark Claws, and JoshCon 123. This podcast is where we talk about games, technology, and other interesting stuff like that. Today, we're going to start off and we're going to introduce ourselves. JoshCon, would you like to do us the honour?
No.
Wow, good job, man.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, I guess that's going to be ending up to me then. Well, I'm Spitfire6177, otherwise known as Spencer. I am a sort of quite good gamer. Well, I say quite good, quite bad, I'm sure you can both agree. I tend to stay away from stuff like COD because it's bad, and I prefer going on like tactical shooters. If anything, I would like to call my genre that. I think you guys would agree or disagree.
Titanfall is a really good tactical shooter.
He doesn't own Titanfall.
I do own Titanfall. I bought it recently, actually. But, yeah, it's just not. But anyway, you guys, do you want to...
Well, all right.
I'm
Dark Claws, also known as Connor. I like PC gaming mainly. Play games like Dota, League of Legends. I also play a lot of FPSs. I did used to play COD, but the new one just didn't click for me. But games like Titanfall seem decent. I played the beta of it. RPGs, yeah, anything really.
Hang on, when you say you played the beta a bit, the only like point you had with the beta was round mine, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah, that was.
Okay.
Got seemed decent.
Yes.
All right, Josh.
So I guess it seems to me. I am JoshCon123, aka Josh. I'm pretty sure you could have figured that out for yourself. I mainly play on the Xbox One and the Xbox 360, since my PC's not that great. I occasionally play some games on. It's not that great. Yeah, I mainly play like FIFA. FPSs and open world games, Drew. Really. I'm more into that. Like GTA, Red Dead, stuff like that.
Alright, cool.
Yeah.
So, everyone introduced now?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much done. I thought we're going to move on to a general discussion about video games, technology, and other interesting stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that was.
So, what's everyone been playing recently then?
I've been playing Prison Architect, actually. I recently got that. I acquired it quite recently. And it was very, very good. It's a very, very good indie game. I'm very, very impressed with it. There's a couple of things, little bugs, but it's an indie game, and it hasn't got like an actual dev team as such. So it's very good for what it is at the moment. But there's obviously faults with it, like all games, indie games would be. And now it's greenlighted,
oh, no.
I'm sure that would change.
You've just turned all the Minecraft audience away from you.
Oh, those five people.
I've been playing a little bit of Dark Souls, the first one, because I never got around to it at the time. As well as that, I've been playing some Street Fighter 4, which is fun.
The thing is with these Street Fighter games is, I mean, I know they're not casual at all, but more sort of, they can be very hardcore. But I think most people play them just really quite casually, and they're sort of...
Well, it depends what you're into. I mean, some people just pick it up with their friends, play it.
That's me.
People like Evo competitors. They do nothing but play the game.
Yeah, it's very
you can
sort of
any game though that has esports. Can you?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, any game that has a sort of esports
like,
can be.
The people that play COD just like play it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm still better than them.
That's true. But personally, I think COD's dying, but that's just me.
I feel that is shared by all of us here, because obviously we've all played most Call of Duties, if not all of them. We all own most Call of Duties, if not all of them.
Yeah.
And as playing it through the progression, I've certainly played it. I played at least 3 years solidly on Call of Duty 1 alone, and you see the general progression where it's gone up to a point and it sort of peaked at around Call of Duty 5, Modern Warfare 2, peak there, and it's sort of gone back down again, and it's sort of just being recycled. Yeah. And Infinity Wars and Activision know this, and they just sort of like, oh, that's why they're trying to add the new game developing company, aren't they? So they can do one every 3 years.
Yeah, but they did
three
Modern Warfare 3 as well,
year.
So they challenge help out on that.
Mm. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I liked Black Ops 2.
I thought it had
a quite nice attempt at innovation. It added some new features, score streaks instead of kill streaks, stuff like that.
Black Ops 2 Zombies is good as well. That's a really good game, I enjoyed Black Ops 2.
I feel my best Call of Duty is an old school one, and I'd either say either Call of Duty 1 or Call of Duty 3 or Modern Warfare 1. I didn't like Modern Warfare 2 that much compared to the hype it got and what certain people liked it. and I didn't like it because it was just sort of repeated after that, I felt.
You've pretty much pointed out the flaw in the entire series.
Love Modern Warfare 2. My friends played it with me. Some of the funniest moments I've ever had playing a game was in that game.
Basically, they've got that winning formula game. Because, I mean, I thought the most recent one wasn't that good, but it sold incredibly well anyway because they have that formula.
We're talking about Black Ops, Call of Duty Ghost here.
Call of Ghost, yeah.
And you haven't played Ghost, have you, Spencer?
I haven't, no, I have not. I've played it a couple of times, I have not. I don't own the game, however.
But 360.
The thing is with that is, am I right in saying it sold less than Battlefield 4?
No.
Let me check with the sales charts, actually.
I can check my... I've got my iPad here if you want to check.
Because I think it sold less than Battlefield 4.
It's on the topic of Battlefield,
it sold
though.
Less than Titanfall, didn't it?
Yeah, but you can't really... You have to be honest, Battlefield 4 was a mess.
Do you mean buggy mess 4? That game is broken.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a broken game. They've managed to fix some of the netcode, which is quite good, and then it just seems to...
I'll be in a gunfight with someone, I'll end up dying, it will show his health in the bottom as 0%, but yet he won the fight and is still alive and I'm dead.
Well, that's because what battlefield damage is, that's not more of an issue, that's more of the fact that the damages are set to, assault rifles have a 33.6% damage per shot, so the 0.6%, he could be on 0% health to you, but he could be on 0.4% health actually.
And also, the maps suck.
Also, I'm checking the charts right now, and apparently it was the most pre-ordered game on PS4. I'm not sure about how Xbox fared, but it seems it's more popular on PS4 Battlefield.
Oh yeah, because Ghost and COD and Microsoft have that whole exclusive map pack first deal going on.
Yeah.
That might be why.
See, I'm sorry, but those deals really annoy me, because it's... You pay more money, say, for a PC, or you pay because you want... an Xbox One because your friends have an Xbox One or whatever. That's why I'm going to get one.
That's why me and Josh have both bought Xbox Ones and we're a small percentage of people.
That's kind of a lie. I bought an Xbox One to play next gen FIFA.
With me, it's more like everyone else is going to be moving on soon, so I might as well move on. I've sort of jumped the bandwagon at this point.
And I
jumped the bandwagon. Okay, you got it on release. I would hardly say that was jumping the bandwagon.
I got one for Christmas. It was quite a last minute decision. I was like, oh yeah, I want an Xbox One now.
Yeah.
Can I have an Xbox One? I got one.
I'm looking at Battlefield 4's wiki, and the problem is it's on sales. Oh my god, compared to Battlefield 3 sales, it went down 69%.
Oh really?
I'm not surprised. Battlefield 3 was good.
Battlefield 3 wasn't that buggy. It was buggy in the beta, and then it just went well, and there was some netcode issues, but they were very small. But
mind you, I played it on 360, so that's probably where I'm coming from.
No. Battlefield 4 was the second best-selling game in November
in
the United States, only behind Call of Duty Ghost. So yeah, no, Call of Duty Ghost did just went out.
Go on, Connor.
Did anyone actually buy Battlefield 4 on the 360? Because from when I played the beta...
My brother did, and I've played it, and it's...
I've played it on the 360, and it's very bad.
Almost identical to Battlefield 3, so...
It is, yeah, in terms of graphics-wise, it is, player size, it is
If you don't have a next-gen console or a PC,
yeah.
I mean, if it's an... It's just more of an adapt... I feel Battlefield 4, for Xbox 360 at least, is more of a DLC than anything much of...
I know a lot of games that feel like that now.
More than anything else.
I feel that for the next year or so, no one really needs to get next-gen, because all the games
Destiny.
That are coming out... Most of the games that are coming out on next-gen...
Yeah, Destiny's gone out on current gen, but I don't reckon it'll be any good. I reckon next gen would just completely obliterate it. And same with Alien Isolation. I like the look of that as well, but I reckon it'll be better on next gen.
I'm really excited
for that game.
As much as these games are very popular, they're not the most popular, are they? Because there's other games that have been like Dota 2 and World of Warplanes and World of Tanks and stuff like that. But stuff like
World of Tanks on 360 though, isn't it?
That spoke about it's much higher in sales and people playing on it, because World of Tanks is one of the top selling games of all times, isn't it? It's got something like 68 million players. It's got more than the population of the UK, hasn't it?
Something like ridiculous.
Ridiculous like that. I'll have a look
even
now.
More than World of Warcraft.
Yeah, no, it's one of the. I think it's if not the most. Well, I don't know. World
Talking
of Tanks.
About MMOs, RPGs,
sales,
Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, well,
the opinions.
Am I the only one who played it here?
PC can't run it, so probably.
Well, yeah, my graphics kind of fried, so I had to play it in lower graphics, so I can't really judge the graphics. But the gameplay, I will say, anyone who likes Skyrim will like the Elder Scrolls Online.
Not
and
me.
I did not particularly like Skyrim.
So what? what I don't get is because you've had this you've had this thing, and I think it's more of a fanboyish feeling, because I have a friend who I've told that Connor that you've played it and you've said it's very, very bad. And but I've had this friend, and he respects my opinion massively, but even though he's still like, oh, it's Elder Scrolls, it's going to be amazing, so as such, I'm going to buy it regardless.
I think I know who
you're
talking
opinion.
About just by
yeah.
saying that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's sort of like, it's just they have that, and then it doesn't really matter.
I think it's all the same kind of formula. I mean, all Elder Scrolls needs to do now is reproduce the same kind of system, same as COD does, and they'll get sales. I also thought when I was playing it that the MMO aspect of it felt really forced. Like, if you compare it to something like World of Warcraft, it had hardly any of the features. It's like it hid some of the features that should be in an MMO. Like, even stuff as simple as when you attack an enemy, numbers appear with the health damage you take, and that wasn't there.
Well, talking about MMOs, have anyone heard of HC1C, the new... gay MMO from Sony. It's basically DayZ, but on steroids almost.
Sorry, what
so
is this called?
It's called HC1Z, and it's from Sony, and it's basically the concept of DayZ, but an MMO, and it's going to be free-to-play, and I don't know whether it's coming to PS4 or
probably
not.
Will.
I know it's coming to PC, but I don't know for certain. It probably will do. But
a lot of MMOs going to PC, PS4.
It looks
aren't they?
It looks very good. They've recently...
H1Z1, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, like, it's very sort of DayZ style, because obviously I'm the only one here who's played DayZ and plays it quite often. I've recently got back into playing DayZ, but only the mod, because the standalone is absolutely shit at the moment, and I mean, that's something that Dean Rocket Hall needs to fix, because what he's done is sort of refine the game, but refine the game too much to a point where it's sort of like, it's not as fun as the mod is.
Yeah.
So, Watch Dogs comes out next month. Anybody going to buy it?
No.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it. It looks quite interesting.
It looks interesting. I'll probably pick it up after... Oh, some point during the summer.
Yeah.
Because I imagine it will still be like £45 then. I still haven't picked up Ground Zeroes. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. It's like £25.
I don't think most people want to pick that up. I mean...
It's like £25 and I'm refusing to pay that for a game I'll play for like 4 hours.
It's essentially a demo for the full version.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of reviews. Like... It's hyping people up for the Phantom Pain, and I can't wait to play the Phantom Pain, because I've only just started Metal Gear Solid. Yes, I know, someone hasn't like played them all, but, yeah.
It's quite bad.
It's
just quite bad, I'm sorry.
Come on, how much experience have you actually had with Metal Gear Solid?
Very, very little, but then again, it's okay, I've seen a parody video of it, so I have so much
opinion
on it.
I've played Metal Gear Solid 2 to completion, halfway through 3, the first few missions.
The 3 was the best one for me. I mean, it was the only one I really played a lot.
I like 3, but I've got the Snake Eater version, not Subsistence, or it's got the third-person camera, so I've got the overhead camera, which
makes
it quite difficult.
It was a Snake Eater I played.
Yeah, I might have to get the HD collection on the 360 and play it with the overhead camera.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 2 worked fine for me. I love it. I liked that game a lot. Raiden was a good character.
Probably get a lot of hate for that. Raiden was not a good character in MGS2, but in Revengeance,
I
heard he was really good in Revengeance.
He sounded like a girl, but I liked him. I thought he was alright. He made Snake look even cooler than he already was.
Going off the gaming topic for a second and moving on to technology, has anyone seen the new patent design Google have patented about,
No.
Smart, they're going to have Google Glass, but it will be in a contact lens?
Oh.
They're patenting that technology.
They need
to
kind of give up with this idea, I think, this whole...
What, the view on virtual reality and augmented reality and stuff like that? Because, Oculus Rift have huge potential, and definitely when the dev kit comes out...
Correction, it has huge potential.
Just because Facebook bought it, you think it's all going to change now?
No,
it's going to become a social media app?
I think the chances are they just won't touch it.
I think they won't touch it, yeah. I think it's more the fact that he has it as an asset than... That he'll do anything.
Talking about technology, has anybody seen Microsoft buying Nokia?
Yes, I did see that recently.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not going to change.
In my email.
It's not really much of a surprise considering all the Windows phones and Nokia.
Yeah.
What was it now? Going back to the thing of buying, Oculus Rift? I was going to say, as soon as the development version comes out, or the actual version comes out for the UK, I'm probably actually going to buy it, because it looks very, very promising. Yeah,
the dev kit's out now. I mean,
kit's out now, but I just don't want to buy the dev kit, because obviously it's going to be quite buggy, and...
Apparently, it's probably massively Oh, yeah, the development kit. The development kit 2 is coming out soon.
Yeah, I know.
There's a app on Steam that supports Oculus Rift, isn't there? Like Steam VR, accidentally installed it yesterday.
There is.
This is the one with the camera built in, where you can lean your head side to side. That also reacting game.
You can do that in Battlefield 4. That's pretty cool. And let's develop the Kinect.
It never really works though, especially with head tracking as well, doesn't it?
I turned it off. I turned it off. I'll be looking at the Kinect and it'll just move my head right when I'm trying to fire something. No. I know you can do it in Ghosts, but it's not like. Track, you just press a button to do it, which is kind of better, to be honest.
No, Oculus Rift, I'm looking at it now, and what the development kit 2, it costs $350, and I mean, it's very, very good, I'm sure, but the
what's
problem...
What's the dollars to pounds conversion? I'm looking at
it'll probably be about 200 quid, yeah.
Yeah, which isn't bad, I'll be honest with you.
Like, but, have you seen Sony's VR?
Yeah, no, the...
Morpheus.
Yeah.
That'd be good, I reckon.
Who was it who's vetoing it now or something? Because Facebook have bought it. Because quite a lot of developers are saying they're not going to make their
basically
game available.
Basically the whole of NeoGAF and Notch.
Yeah, Notch, because I saw Notch tweet about how he's not going to now make the Minecraft compatible version. That doesn't mean there isn't going to be a Minecraft compatible version.
Yeah, because
someone will mod it.
Yeah.
But it means it's not going to be an official one as such. It may not be as good.
Yeah, he said he was going to make an official mod for it, but then he changed his mind.
And then Facebook bought it, and he's like, oh, I'm a bit freaked out, I'm going to veto this. So did a lot of other developers, which is actually quite negative, obviously, Oculus.
I think you just need to wait a while and realise that Facebook
I think what annoyed most
involved.
People is that it was a Kickstarter, and now it's been bought. I think that's what kind of annoyed a lot of people.
Mm. And there was a big debate how if the Kickstarters should get their money back or something, because now it's been bought.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be, and it doesn't really...
Yeah, but they're getting perks for, like, backing it, aren't they? Like, they're getting development kits and stuff, so...
So they can't sort of... can't complain.
Mm. Well, that'll be the main reason for it. They'll get enough money to develop it and,
Facebook buying it, it gives it more opportunity to be better.
But, of course, the only problem with that is that Facebook may get involved, but... The thing is, they bought WhatsApp, and I don't think they've changed anything.
No,
with that.
I don't think Facebook will get involved. Facebook acquiring assets more than anything. They're not going to.
Facebook also bought Instagram, and it's not really changed. The only thing they've really put in is a message where you can like direct message people photos now.
I think what it is that Mark Zuckerberg realizes that Facebook isn't going to last. It's going to be another MySpace basically, and so he's trying to buy as many products as possible to keep.
There's no spreading of dick pics now publicly. You can do it through direct messaging. It's good.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Dude Dev Kit because I'm quite interested about this actually now, and it looks actually quite good because I'm looking at it and it's very 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 promising because it's got AR now, hasn't it? Because it's got an AR built function because it's got a camera.
Also, and they've improved the resolution, so that pretty much any game should work with it.
Mm. Alex, that looks very good.
So, how is everyone hyped for Destiny? Are you guys excited for it?
Destiny? I haven't seen a whole lot of it yet, but I've liked most Bungie games, so...
I mean, I wasn't that hyped for Titanfall either, and then, I enjoyed that, so, I mean, you know, I might enjoy it.
It's an MMO, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, someone described it as Halo plus Borderlands, which I loved Halo and really liked Borderlands, so... And I love Bungie.
The only thing
so.
I worry about is that they do another Elder Scrolls with it and end up trying to force an aspect of the gameplay.
And another thing is Bungie have lost a lot of the employees lately that made Halo. They've lost like their music guy.
They have, haven't they?
They fired Marty O'Donnell, which I thought was absolutely crazy. Joe Staten, the writer of Halo, has gone back to Microsoft. So a lot of people are thinking Marty O'Donnell is going to go to 343 Industries, which would be amazing.
Well, personally, I thought Halo 4 was a bit of a disappointment.
I'll describe it
the same way as I always do. It's a good game, not a good Halo game. The campaign, actually, saying that. The campaign was really good. I liked the campaign a lot.
I think they tried too hard to bring in the Call of Duty...
They tried to bring in the Call of Duty crowd, and they just sort of went in,
They did the whole loadout thing, and it was kind of... meh. Coming from someone that played, years worth of Reach...
I mean, I'll be honest with you, if they kept the same gameplay as, say, Reach or Halo 3, with the same weapons, same physics, same everything in terms of gameplay, just without all the COD aspects...
Yeah, the graphics are good. I
thought the weapons felt great when you had a BR, DMR, and you shot someone in the head.
Yeah,
I
missed my beloved battle rifle in Halo Reach. I have it back. I loved Halo 3. I liked Halo 2 as well.
Yeah.
And there's also a Halo 2 anniversary rumour that's going to be announced at E3 apparently, yeah. So...
Personally, I think the glory days of Halo are kind of over, but we'll see what Halo 5 brings.
If Halo 5 can be good, I think it can return to what it was.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Because that doesn't look like COD's going to do much, really.
I think it's another
Gone. Unless Sledgehammer produce a good COD.
The only thing I'll say is that the problem with this is that all the crowd that were in Halo 3 have kind of grown up since then. And
I know the feeling of that.
And that's why, let's be honest, most people who play COD are like 8, so...
COD know that it's much lower than the actual age range, that's why they put in a, it was an explicit filter, I think it was? You asked them for explicit stuff. So, COD definitely know this, and I think most game companies know the fact that, even though it says whatever, it says 18 on the game, people who are much younger will play the game, and they compensate for that, so they do.
I mean, yeah,
I don't care.
Let's be honest, we were all playing COD at a young age, so yeah.
Yeah,
I don't see why Halo gets rated 16 now. I don't get that. I mean, it's like a 12.
No, I feel Halo is... I feel most games like that are quite more futuristic violence, and it's sort of... Because don't the way the people who classify, I forgot their name now, Peggy, what they do is they do it so, like, if... It turns what kind of violence is it. If it's past violence, it's usually higher than if it's futuristic violence.
Yeah. Or modern-day violence, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Ghost is a 16, but... And Black Ops 2 is an 18. I don't really get that. I mean, the whole no Russian thing seems to have a knock-on effect on the other CODs.
Yeah, it was banned in Russia, wasn't it? It was banned quite a lot of places because that no Russian thing, wasn't it? If we're going on to the fact of censoring, then what about South Park Stick of Truth? That's had a lot of shit recently, hasn't it?
That's been censored in pretty much every single country.
The Xbox version is heavily, heavily censored. Granted,
Is South Park good? I haven't played it.
I mean...
Apparently it's really good. I've heard some really good things about it.
Yeah, apparently it's a very, very, very good game. But it's been heavily censored. That's the problem. That's why a lot of YouTubers aren't doing it, because the PC version is the only thing that hasn't been censored, and that's only been the American version. And
the
rest...
Yeah, the UK Xbox one censored, I think.
Yeah, it is. All the console versions are censored.
Yeah.
Really heavily censored as well. They're, like, really badly, badly censored.
I think the only way you're going to get a complete experience of it is if you play it on PC.
That's why.
Maybe I'll get it in the summer, but I don't really like South Park, so is it good for people that don't like South Park?
I think you can play it regardless, actually.
See, I never liked South Park the show, but I'm sure I would enjoy that game, because it's that sort of dark humour, isn't it? It's sort of the black humour that most people would enjoy anyway.
I like the achievement list, they look quite funny.
Well, you're an achievement hunter, aren't you?
Yeah, 46k and counting.
Oh, God.
That brings us on to another thing. I was wondering about the Xbox One. Getting achievements for pretty much every single little thing you do.
Yeah, they're worth nothing, though, which is kind of...
Considering
fair,
I'm the only one who's got the most, like, stupid achievement ever, which is the day one achievement. That literally... I thought you'd get G from that. You don't even get G from that.
Yeah, you get zero. That's why you kept going, oh, I've got that achievement. I'm like, it's worth nothing to me. It's worth absolutely nothing.
It's worth everything to me. I've got the achievement now. It's all that matters. I mean,
if they'd have done, like, a badge on your profile, like, the Microsoft employees have a badge, like, oh, I worked on so-and-so. If they'd have done, like, oh, I bought this on day one as a badge, that'd be cooler.
But no,
the achievement is buried in your games played.
Yeah,
I know. It's not. And it would be the first game played anyway, because that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah.
And don't you get achievements for going on Netflix?
You do.
Yeah, they're worth
I got an achievement the other day for binge watching, I think it was called, and I only watched 2 episodes, so I don't know how it's called binge watching.
I got the 2 20-minute achievements ever. I logged into YouTube with my YouTube account on Xbox One and got an achievement for it.
Oh, I've done that. That's just so cool.
And the 2 games I actually own on my Xbox One, which are Battlefield 4 and FIFA 14, I've got all the achievements on anyway, so...
Is that the only games you own on your Xbox One?
Oh, and I own Halo Spartan Assault, which isn't, like, a fully-fledged disc title.
The games I own on the Xbox One, I own quite a lot more than you. I own FIFA 14, I own Battlefield 4, I own Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, I own Skylanders, because that's just the amazing casual game it is. I own Titanfall, they're the games I own on Xbox One at the moment. Cool. So basically, most of them. Apart from, can't you get, am I right in saying you can get Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, you can get that
on Xbox? Yeah, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition that came out I think it was the 28th of January, Tomb Raider came out. I was going to get it, but I thought, what's the point of getting on next gen for £40? I can just go out and CEX and buy the first one that came out last year for like a tenner. What's the point?
Yeah, I know.
I still have my 360, I can still play on that.
it needs more work. I think Xbox definitely need to do something more, because they're losing out to PS3 and they kind of know at this point, don't they?
I reckon E3 will be the turning point for Microsoft this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Phil Spencer, the new head of Xbox, keeps sending foreshadowing tweets.
Yeah, he was tweeting about it recently. I saw it on a video I was watching. He was saying how he's going to do more stuff and everything like that. Yeah.
Oh, and another thing, which is breaking, Microsoft did the ET landfill excavation yesterday, and they actually found them. It's not a myth, it's actually true.
And I saw this, and I'm going to be such an idiot to say this, but what did they find?
The ET land, you know the great video game crash in 1983?
Yes.
ET was supposed to have caused it, and Microsoft went to the landfill where, millions of copies of ET were supposedly buried and they excavated it, and they actually found it.
Yeah, they found it, didn't they? Yeah.
Copies.
Yeah. The Atari,
Wow.
And there's a picture of Xbox Live's Major Nelson with a hard hat holding one in his hand.
Larry Herb Nelson.
Yeah. I like him. I think most people think he's annoying. I quite
like him as well. I mean,
he's quite
for what is he? He's managing director of Xbox Live, isn't he?
Nah, he's like the guy that does all the community stuff.
Yeah, but he gets very involved in the game, because some people just don't, and they just see it as a job, but he sees it as more of a life and a hobby, doesn't he? And I think that appeals to some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, on our Xbox One, the Xbox One subreddit, if they have any problems, he has Reddit Gold, I think, so you can just type his username in, and he'll come and see what's wrong. A few days ago, there was this stuff about disturbing adverts on the Xbox One dashboard for horror movies that kids were getting scared of, and he said he was going to pass it on to the team to get rid of and stuff, which is pretty good.
Yeah, because they come up automatically now, don't they, on Xbox One? You just have to go over them.
The ads on here are currently Trials Fusion, which I've played the demo of, and it's pretty good, and just Titanfall in a movie.
I heavily enjoyed Trials 360. It was a very, very good game, especially with all the community maps and support you could have.
Yeah, because it's on Xbox One, isn't it? There's two versions. There's the Marketplace version, which is £16, and you can buy it in the store for £32, but that includes the season pass as well if you buy it in store, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
I suck at Trials.
The thing I'll say about Trials is that I've always enjoyed the gameplay, but it's one of those things that always sells well because all the YouTubers play it.
I mean that's the same with DayZ, that's the same with most smallish games, indie games, for example. That's the only reason indie games take off, because they don't have any ad marketing. So Prison Architect, I wouldn't have found that out without not watching Shin play it, and I wouldn't have found out Trials without watching Hat Films. So, I mean, they get off that they get off that way, don't they?
Yeah, there was a great video I watched by game theorists about this, and basically the way in which these games get popular is because the YouTubers are essentially setting a trend.
It's the same with Minecraft, isn't it? I mean, I think the biggest story of them all is definitely Minecraft, because what did it start off with? No one. And now it's got, one of the biggest grossing PC games of all time. It's something 18 million or something like that at the moment. I don't know off by heart, but if you check, I'm sure it'd be something like that.
And if we remove the number, it's kind of annoying.
I still don't own it on PC.
I know.
You used to have the counter. It must have got too big.
I only own Minecraft on the Xbox 360.
I don't know how you cannot own that yet.
But, we both got about, 3-4 years worth out of Minecraft in terms of play.
Oh, god, yeah, I still own a server on there.
I've been playing it since it came out on 360, on the 9th of May 2012, so.
What was that? We both got that in a really early beta build. It was 1.1 and 1.2. Because I remember, me and Connor did, didn't we? So we weren't, first on the bandwagon, but we certainly weren't the last.
No, we were quite early on in terms
of... Yeah, we were definitely early on.
We got there before all the 8-year-olds did.
Yes.
The day Minecraft came out on 360, I just bought it straight away. I knew... Because I knew that you lot would buy it, so I thought I might as well join in. I got... Needless to say, I got all the achievements in 3 days.
It's but the achievements, there were only, ten of them, wasn't there?
Why I'm looking forward to Xbox One Minecraft, because they have to have 1,000 G's worth of achievements.
Yeah.
Because that's the new limit on Xbox One, so...
Thing is, Josh is one of those players where achievements really matter, and I'm not really sure why.
See, achievements don't matter for me, and I see them more as the fact that I got them, that's pretty cool.
Plug, if you want to follow me on live, my gamer tag's the same as my, it's JoshCon123.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Oh. Wow, it's just, Do you find having one username is better than having several different usernames, or do you...
I use two. See, if JoshCon's taken, I use GadgetGuy98.
See, some people took my Xbox username. I don't know who that was, though. Because there's a Silver account someone made. I don't know who makes Silver accounts in here.
Me.
And then I couldn't have my username, so... Instead of being Spitfire617, which I usually am, and most of my usernames for other ones are, it's Spitfire6177, which again is just some weird numbers.
I'm on my Xbox One friend list right now, so I'm using the Xbox One version of Skype. I'm just gonna go and find someone and see who's got your gamer tag.
I reckon it's you. It must be you.
They might be active. I might have took the wrong one.
I've never had too much trouble with usernames because I just put a 4 in mine. If it's taken, usually it's fine.
Oh, Spencer, your gamer tag is free now. No one has it anymore.
Is it really? Don't make a silver account.
I'm now in the process of making another one.
Wow.
And the original Dark Claws is still there.
Damn him.
200G and he's only played Uno. Uno.
How many Xbox One's live accounts can you have now? Because if they're in your family, you can have loads, can't you?
No, I think if you have one account that's got gold and you make that like on, because you can set the whole home Xbox thing instead of license transferring, can't you?
Yeah, because I know a lot of my family now have live, like my brother does and stuff like that, from my live account, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah, like you set your home Xbox, like, so if I sign on my account, which I'm on now, you can set my home Xbox, which means when I'm not signed in, people can still play my games I've downloaded from the marketplace. And like if that is my home Xbox, the whole account, every account on the console has gold. Like, I have a silver account, which I have a really good team on FIFA on, because I got untradeable packs on there. I just use that. Yes, I got untradeable packs. I can't sell a player that was worth 500,000 coins.
Well done.
Yeah, I know. Very, very upsetting. I just signed in on it now.
Yeah.
I still have, like, 50G on it.
Oh god.
Anyway, shall we wrap this up?
I feel we can wrap this up, yeah. Hopefully there'll be more soon. Is there gonna be any definitive time we can give the listeners to what the next podcast's gonna be, or?
I don't know, because I don't know when this is gonna get published yet, but we can say within a week or so.
I would quite easily say within a week.
I say recording it on a Sunday morning, it's quite relaxing. I've got my cup of tea here and my crisps. And I'm just
you say Sunday morning, it is now 2:30 in the UK, yeah. So...
It's 2:30. Where's the time gone? I mean, I woke up at 9, I've played like 5 games of FIFA, and what, it's 2:30?
Yeah, it is 2:30,
Josh. And also, bear in mind, we all have exams here, we should probably, you know...
I know, it's exactly, it's not the best kind of time to try and start a podcast now, is it?
Oh, well.
Yeah, YOLO, we can do it in the morning. I mean, it takes like 40 minutes to record, I mean, you got like 12 hours to do it.
Yeah. Alright, well, hope you enjoyed listening.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening.
Bye, everybody.
This has been Dark Claws, Spitfire 777, and JoshCon123.
Stop advertising. So.
I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. There will certainly be more, and hopefully we'll get more viewers as it goes on.
If you want to buy FIFA coins...
Shut up, we're not doing an ultimate coin trader thing here. All right, bye, everyone.
I'll work on it for you.